Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust.
Woo!
Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Just listen. Rich Eisen was listening at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, and what was he hearing? The Packers don't want Rodgers back. They want Rodgers to come back and say either A, I'm retiring, or B, trade me to another team. What do you think they want to hear? A or B? You think they want him to be traded? You think they want him to retire? And what do you want to happen? 800-990-ESPN. Again, 800-990-3776. We're starting with Brian in South Milwaukee. Brian, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Well, okay, so given the two scenarios, retiring or trading him, I don't see why anybody would want anything else but trading him. Because if he retires, yeah, okay, he's going to go away, but you get absolutely nothing for him. If you trade him, yeah, you might not get the Russell Wilson haul, but you're going to get some pretty good draft capital back, so why wouldn't you do that?
Well, I think the answer Dylan alluded to earlier is that what you get if he retires is he goes away. You don't have regret, right? There's nothing to regret, and you don't have to watch him on another team. Now, you might value draft capital more than that, but I do think there's a certain subset of the fan base that would just rather say, you know what, instead of a first-round pick, just have the guy go away and not stick it in and have the chance of him sticking it in the eye of Goody and the Packers.
Yeah, who cares? Let him go, you know?
He's gone.
Get the draft capital, you know?
All right, Brian, a real pragmatist there. Thank you for the call, 800-990-ESPN. It's true. It's very pragmatic. Like, he's right. Logically, unemotionally, in a vacuum,
I hear you.
You would say, let's get the draft capital.
And again, what I've been preaching as well is if you're willing to trade him as the Packers, then you shouldn't care about what happens after because you're already moving on from him.
It's like saying going through a divorce, right? If you get divorced from your significant other and you're going to have to pay them alimony, but then they potentially go and fall in love and are going to get married, you should pragmatically think, oh, I'm excited about this because I don't have to pay alimony. I no longer have to make payments now that she's remarried or they are remarried. But emotionally, it's still like, man, it's only been 2 months. She's already getting married to the love of her life and now is like running off to, you know, marry this other person and have this happy forever.
Yeah, I know. But I know many people that would actually be really, really happy to have all that money back.
Pragmatically, it would be like, hey, at least I'm getting this back. But it would hurt a little bit to go and see them go and be happy and create this life with somebody else that you want.
Screw that short-term hurt. The regret is only there if Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas happens for Aaron Rodgers. That's the only way.
Could happen. 800-990-3776. I don't think
you could also grow to be 5'9".
I don't think any of these.
And I can maybe become 6'2".
One day. Leroy in Milwaukee, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, the official, unofficial Josh DiMaggio's biggest fan. Welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing, man? Scalzo, Brust, Josh, you know I love you, man. And I love Scalzo and Brust. You know I love you guys always.
We love you too, man. How you been?
And you know it. And you know it. I'm all right, man. Just been working. So I just want to say this as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, because I'm a Packer fan and I'm also a Milwaukee Bucks fan, as you guys know. It's my other phone ringing. Sorry, you guys.
Busy man. I love it.
Okay. I just want you guys to know, man. I hear you. Okay, I just want you guys to know, man. As far as Aaron Rodgers go, man, if they trade him and put in Jordan Love, you guys, I like Jordan Love to the fullest, you guys. But if they trade Aaron Rodgers, we're going to suck, bro. We're going to officially suck, you guys.
Sucking isn't fun. Thank you for the call.
We didn't even get to hear the Bucks take, but that was a good way to punctuate that. Well done, Leroy in Milwaukee.
Do you want to suck or do you want a chance?
I got to talk to Leroy. We need to follow the company line there.
Oh, come on.
As my number one fan, we got to be aligned.
Let him have opinion, an opinion. He can love you and also disagree with your opinions.
By the way, that was the ultimate him trying to contemplate how much do I need to answer that other phone.
Yes, you can hear 100%. I'm on with Scalzo and Bruss, but I can't pick up the other phone.
Mike in North Prairie, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
I don't love you guys, I'm just telling you. I don't know what he was about, but so does nobody understand that Aaron Rodgers is not going anywhere? He's going to be playing for the Green Bay Packers next year, or he's going to retire. This is why.
Mike, you clearly don't listen to Scalzo and Bruss.
That's all we've been saying. You're not lying. I listen to you guys
all the time. I was just trying to say some crap about the last guy. But anyway,
I love it.
56 million reasons why he's going to be a Green Bay Packer next year. If they trade him, he has he doesn't have a no-clause trade, so they can trade him to wherever he wants to go. So the best scenario is Green Bay tries to trade him somewhere, and he says, I don't want to go there. I'm going to retire. Now he doesn't get his money, okay? Because Green Bay is not going to trade him to somewhere where they're going to get good picks from. He will not say that he's going to a bad team. If Green Bay wants what he's worth, he has to go to a bad team. And we all know that. It's not going to happen. I would like to see, pick up Baker Mayfield. Throw him on there. He would be a good fit for Green Bay. You know what? He's not everybody's greatest, but what did Baker do? He won. Everybody takes their licks in the beginning, and Baker's in the beginning of his career. Aaron Rodgers at the end. He's pulling everybody through the same thing that he did the whole time.
Thank you for the call, Mike in North Prairie. You don't want to go?
I'm hard time figuring out what exactly Mike's take was.
I think
that's exactly why.
No.
Is it just Aaron Rodgers is sticking it to the Packers?
No, I can translate. It's that most likely Aaron Rodgers isn't going to want to go and play for a bad team that the Packers won't want to trade him for. He's saying Rodgers will look at even a team like the Jets and be like, I don't want to go
even
and play.
The Jets?
Well, I mean, I don't look at the Jets as a great team. Maybe he could convince himself he could turn that team around, but you have the same challenge with that Jets team that you do with this Packers team.
And you might as well.
And it's for
again,
a worse-run franchise.
I agree. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I want to do it with the team that I've been with.
But I think Mike's point is that he's more likely to stay with the Packers. I don't think a lot of people believe he is going to retire. If he does, he will still get his money. So that would all be figured out if he wants to retire.
I
think what Mike is saying is that the power still resides with Aaron Rodgers, and he thinks Aaron Rodgers wants to stay with the Packers. So.
I know they didn't trade him last year. They gave him the extension. But at least when Russell Wilson was traded last year, the picks that Denver got were, a little bit better than probably what Aaron Rodgers would get if he were to go to the Jets. And I don't know that for sure, but I think that's true.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I will say is, Baker Mayfield, I did a down thumb. We don't have a video yet.
I think your audio fart.
I mean,
doesn't mean a glowing endorsement for Bake.
He had a winning year in Cleveland. He did. Wasn't very good in Carolina.
Terrible. Good with the Rams.
He's terrible in Carolina. Carolina Panthers
Dude,
are better without him.
What about
him.
That comeback with the Rams?
If you're not in it for Rodgers, you have to be committed to Love. Love is the next guy after Rodgers. There is no bridge.
We've had two bridge ideas, though.
Yeah, but Love is heading into year four of his career.
I agree. Yeah. I'm just messing with you. It's time for Jordan Love to play.
Baker Mayfield would be Derek Carr, but way worse. You'd be doing what the Saints are doing, but with a lesser talent.
Nate in Germantown, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
I can't even believe I had to sit through that last caller. I don't know where he gets his weed from, but I want it because that stuff must be real good. Aaron Rodgers is 1,000%. not coming back to the Packers, and I'll tell you why. A, he's a narcissist. He wants to make everything about him. He's not going to ruin Derek Carr's day today. So he's going to announce in the next few days. It's going to be before next week when the new league year begins on March 15th, obviously, when all teams have to get under the cap and they got to get all their financial stuff figured out. Jordan Love deserves an opportunity, and Packer fans should give him an opportunity to be the guy. The stupidest thing that came out of that man's mouth from the last caller was Baker Mayfield. I would take Jordan Love every day and twice on Sundays before I want Baker Mayfield under center in green and gold at Lambeau Field. I'll tell you that much. We owe Jordan Love that much. Brian Gutekunst and his team obviously spent a lot of time and effort and draft capital to move up and draft Jordan Love. We owe him that much. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And BG's got egg on his face, and we pick ourselves up and we move on. The biggest thing that this team needs from getting Aaron Rodgers off this roster is the cap relief in order to build a competitive roster moving forward. I appreciate what you guys do. I love the show. I'll listen to what you have to say on the other side.
Thank you, Nate in Germantown. Or shall I say, John Kuhn. Interesting, Nate in Germantown. I will say, like, the fact that he's a narcissist, I don't know how much that has to do with him coming back to the Packers or not.
I think that was a personal take.
Just
but
to
I,
get a shot
he
in.
He gave some good information, but the narcissist then, thing was something he was
body
feeling.
Shot.
Yeah. Like, and then that's why he didn't want to blow up Derek Carr. Like,
yeah.
Like, if Aaron wanted to announce today, he was worried the Derek Carr news was going to get in the way. If Aaron announced today, Derek Carr wouldn't even be scrolling on the bottom line of ESPN.
He wouldn't even make the back page of a newspaper if it existed anymore.
Exactly. The rest of it, go ahead. What do you got?
What are you talking about?
The call.
You clapped for him. You obviously were a fan.
Just like, again, he at least provided a structure and a plan for the Packers in a way that, like, it's like, all right, if they move on from Aaron Rodgers, this is how they're going to go at Brian Gutekunst. Look, I thought he gave good information. I don't agree with it. I don't agree that it's a good idea to be like, all right, let's just move on from Aaron. We'll trade him. We'll lick our chops and pick it up and move forward. Like that's not a good strategy to me. This has already lost. I feel like the Packers have already lost in this scenario because there's no way with the amount of noise that's happening right now on March 6th of if Aaron's going to be back or not. There's no way there's a commitment between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers to go all in together. Now, I think Aaron Rodgers comes back and we do this dog and pony show. I'm more hopeful that they can figure it out together as adults, but it's just like the Packers have lost. They lost the moment that they gave up power to Aaron Rodgers, and now they want the power back at the wrong time.
Nick from East Troy Times in 800-990-ESPN says that was definitely Kuhn.
For sure.
Sniff that one out right away. 800-990-3776, the number to get into the show. 800-990-ESPN. We'll keep talking Aaron Rodgers. We'll keep talking Green Bay Packers plus with Derek Carr going to the Saints. Does that tell us anything about the future of Rodgers? We've got some 1-0 as well. It's Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
What do you mean by training your body to like spicy things? That's a weird way to put
it. I really enjoy spicy things now, but I didn't eat spicy things until I got to college. Like spicy things were never in.
You had to train your body? Like, didn't you just like eating it when you tried it?
No, it was like hot. Like I was like, I don't know if I like this tingly thing that's in my mouth.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If these walls could talk, said the city of Indianapolis following the NFL Combine over the weekend.
You're doing a one-man show right now, Greg.
It's a hell of a show. Sometimes you just got to do it for yourself, Josh. Sometimes you got to do it for yourself. The things that Rich Eisen...
Probably most action you've had in months, huh?
It's not funny when you just do the drops. You know what? We're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
What is my wee-wee doing right now?
If he doesn't come back to the Packers, would you rather see him traded to another team but get a little capital back, a little draft capital back for the Packers? Or would you rather see him retire, never have to play for another team, and not have to worry about him sticking it to Green Bay? 800-990-3776. Hector in Milwaukee. Welcome to Scalzo and Bross. What do you got? We're presented by Bud Light.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Thank you for taking my call. So I just want to say that, first of all, nobody knows what Ben Bruss's wee-wee is doing right now. Second of all, I think the Packers lost a while ago, and after the season, actually. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he's upset with the play calling. The defense sucks. And all of that stuff is just bad. And Brian Gutekunst didn't do anything to change that. You know, we still kept Joe Barry. We still have Matt LaFleur as our head coach, who I think is not a good head coach at all, especially a play caller. And Aaron Rodgers just wants to win one more Super Bowl so that he can retire happily. And the Green Bay Packers aren't giving him everything that he needs or and wants in order to do that. And so I think that the Green Bay Packers lost Aaron Rodgers, and there's no turning back. So I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be our quarterback next season. I want to see them trade Aaron Rodgers to the Raiders or something like that to make him happy.
All right. Thank you for the call, Hector in Milwaukee.
Another example of I'm fine with Hector giving his opinion, but we don't know if Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be back still. Right? Like, he's like, oh, well, then I'll just – like, I want Aaron Rodgers to be traded to the Raiders if that makes him happy. This is one of the things that continues to be brought up where the Packers aren't smart enough to do this, but right, I'm trying to think in this scenario. If I'm Aaron Rodgers and all of the noise, I haven't spoken since the Aubrey Marcus podcast, where all I said was I'm going to be making a decision soon. Rich Eisen, the Darlingtons, the McGinns, all of the reports, all of this is the Packers want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. If there's a trade partner, this, that, or the other thing. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, knowing that I'm under contract with the Green Bay Packers, knowing that if I say I'm coming back, what are they going to do? Bench me? Play Jordan Love? No. Do I want that? Do I want to come back and play well to spite them, or do I want to spite them outside of the organization? It's hard because there's not as many options, right? Like if the homecoming dance is next season, right now he's only got the Packers and I guess the Jets, but like that seems like the date that is like kind of the safe date. You know, he's not going to have a good time. He's going to have to, you know, make it a little bit more fun than it really is and not have a chance to win a Super Bowl or go home with the lady. He's not going home with the Jets. They're not making the Super Bowl. The closest thing he's got to going home is probably the Packers, even though they don't do anything to help him get there. It's kind of a crappy situation. And the Packers did this. They did.
Crappy situation for who?
Packer fans, Aaron Rodgers, and Goody. Because nobody's winning in this scenario right now. Because they are not all on the same page. We're still working.
Maybe Tory Lowe Tuesday tomorrow will bring us a little John Legend, John Lennon, excuse me, if you know what I'm saying.
No, what's that song?
We'll come together.
Right now. Over me. Is that right?
Yeah, but I'm saying everyone comes back together.
Yeah, well, they need to do a little bit more than that. They should have done ayahuasca together, and maybe this would have worked.
Who?
Goody, Rodgers, LaFleur.
800-990-ESPN. Again, 800-990-3776. Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. Given the two options of retire for Rodgers or he gets traded, which one do you want to have happen? 78% of the Scalzo and Brust family says Rodgers gets traded is better than Rodgers retires, including Chris Jones, who went very, very heavy-handed here and says, why would you not want Rodgers traded if we can get draft capital to help the team? Anyone who says retire is not a true Packers fan. Turn in your fan cards.
It's like taking your man card, but taking your fan card.
That is true. And nobody's going to do that to Ben Bross, not with BioSpectrum Ham. I don't know where that smooth transition.
But you told me
it helps you in the bedroom.
Hail.
I did.
Just trying to give you something here. Go with
I mean, Delta 9 gummies have helped me, you know, fall asleep in the bedroom. I'll tell you that much.
The roll-on helps you relax your muscles.
I mean, all of it has helped in all of its different ways. I mean, from the gummies to the relaxation to the gummies if I'm trying to have a little bit of fun and chill on the weekend. But I'm telling you, the CBD as well has helped me from a recovery standpoint because my body's aging. I'm getting older. And so when I have the Buzz and Berry, the Buzz and Berry is so delicious. I feel like I can eat like 10 of them at a time, which you shouldn't do. You should look at it, figure out how much you need for your body to recover, to sleep well, to whatever you do. The THC is the THC that's in the gummies that's going to make you feel delicious. I'm telling you, I feel amazing when I'm on the gummies. And when I think about BioSpectrum Hemp, I just think about going to BioSpectrumHemp.com and using Brust30 because the price point at the five gummies at $12.95 is amazing. Plus that 30% off just by using Brust30, that's B-R-U-S-T 30 at BioSpectrumHemp.com, gets you a ton of those for a good time, a relaxing time, and recovery time. Multi-use, multi-purpose, have some fun. Laugh, chill out, or enhance that sleep by going to biospectrumhemp.com and use Brust30 for 30% off.
We are joined next by our Packers guy, Jason Wilde. What does he think the Packers are privately rooting for? Rodgers to retire or Rodgers to ask for a trade? We'll ask him next. It's Scalzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
When would I have learned that? I didn't take anatomy.
I mean, you probably would have learned it just in basic biology.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Biology I wasn't good at.
General curiosity.
Why would I have general curiosity?
Didn't you have a knee injury in high school?
No, I broke my ankle, tibia.
Why would I have general curiosity?
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It don't need drama. I just need one word to get to you. So tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm they cry for you. And every Saturday night that you ain't keep my tears blue. And these blinding lights, they shine so bright like we're on the moon.
Scalzo, I want to dance on the world's greatest beer, no. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Joshy DiMaggio, Alex G, you, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling, texting 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776 as we welcome in our Packers guy. You hear him every day from 9 to noon across these very stations on Wilde and Tausch alongside Jesse Nelson, who lost to Ben Brust in bowling. You could find that full video up. We haven't even talked about it, but the full video now released. You can check out Twitter at ESPN Madison, at Scalzo and Brust, in order to find that. But you hear him there every day. You read him at the Wisconsin State Journal. You read him at The Athletic. He is Jason Wilde. Jason, we're talking about the Rich Eisen conversation where he talks about the things that he heard at the NFL Combine and that the Packers want Rodgers to retire or ask for a trade to another team. If they could set their own fate, right, choose their own adventure, would they prefer that he just retires and goes away, or would they prefer that he asks for a trade in order for them to get some draft compensation back?
Ooh, good question. I'm sure they would love draft compensation. My gut tells me that they would rather he just retire. I am firmly convinced and have had others tell me that their strategy during part of this has been to cross their fingers and hope that he did retire. Not just for the purpose of, oh, we want to start the Jordan Love era and all this other stuff, but kind of the ostrich approach of, well, maybe he'll retire and we won't have to deal with any of this stuff, which I think is a terrible strategy. It's not a strategy at all.
It is not.
I think that might be inaccurate about ostriches. I don't think they actually bury their heads in the sand.
I'm on it.
But I knew Josh would check that for me. So look, I'm sad today.
You sound like Tausch.
Frankly, the highlight of the last couple hours was Scalzo bringing up your victory, Ben, over Jesse. That brought a smile back to my face. But, you know, look, I really like Tony Granato and Marco Siki and the crew that coached the men's hockey team. I know that has not gone well, and I'm disappointed for them. I listened to that Rich Eisen clip, and I thought, God, this is such a horrendous look, in my opinion, for the Green Bay Packers. I don't care how annoying Rodgers is. I don't care how out there he seems to be now. I don't care what his likes are on Twitter. I don't care about any of that. As the organization that fancies itself as special and different and above the fray and too good for certain things, the idea, because I, you know, this is now, while it doesn't use the word disgusted, it's not any real difference from what Bob McGinn said a month ago or 3 weeks ago, that the Green Bay Packers, if accurate, are actively crossing their fingers and hoping that one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history chooses not to return to them.
It's wild when you say out loud.
I just think that that's pathetic. And I would also say this. Be careful what you wish for. I lived through 2008. And remember how close we were teetering to Brett Favre going to the Minnesota Vikings and getting them their first Lombardi trophy. I mean, he was one boneheaded interception away from getting them to the Super Bowl. And that's how close it came. And then the following year, Aaron Rodgers leads the Packers to a Super Bowl title as a sixth seed that almost missed the playoffs entirely. Like, I understand the what-if game isn't always fun to play. And if it is fun, you try to think of great things that could have happened that didn't. But that thing goes the other way, too. And there's no guarantee that if the Packers get what they wish for here, apparently, and Aaron Rodgers chooses to be traded or chooses to retire, which I don't believe is going to happen. It's either he chooses to be traded or he says, I can't wait to run it back. And then they are in the awkward position of saying, we're going to trade you. But remember, that worked out great. Favre to Rodgers worked out great, but it was within a whisker of working out not so great. And I know how fortunate I am that my career covering the Packers has run from 1996 through 2023 to this point, as opposed to, say, running from 1976 to 2003, right? Because same 27 years, I would have gotten to see a Super Bowl in there, but I would have also been through a lot of losing years. And there's no guarantee that Jordan Love, who I like as a human, and I have not rendered judgment on what he's capable of being, but there's no guarantee that he's not going to suck and that we're not going to embark on 70s and 80s part two. And Goody and LaFleur will have presided over kicking a weirdo, free-thinking, strange thought process, not fully invested future Hall of Famer to the curb, and actually managed to find something that's way worse than what they had with him.
You know, Jason, it just seems like the last time we heard Aaron talk was the Aubrey Marcus podcast, right? And he said he was going to make a decision coming soon. If you're Aaron Rodgers, he really hasn't spoke a lot. You're seeing and hearing a lot of whether, you know, it's sourced through the Packers and it's coming out through the media, through the Pelisseros and the Darlingtons or the McGinn, whatever it is. Do you think Aaron is more likely to take that as motivation to want to come back and spite Goody and play well for the Packers, or just say, blank, you guys, I'll go do it somewhere?
Yeah, I think it will. Look, the intention of drafting Jordan Love was not to put a burr in his saddle. Goody wanted the next quarterback and thought he had a really good one. And maybe it turns out he will. Or maybe it'll turn out he has Mitch Trubisky. But that was an ancillary benefit of drafting Jordan Love, is that you pissed off Rodgers and he was great back-to-back years. You will not benefit from pissing off Rodgers and having him go somewhere else. Just like Brett Favre. I mean, remember how motivated Brett Favre was in 2009 and how he delivered on it. Aaron Rodgers is fully capable of that as well.
Why are they poking the bear?
Yeah, I don't know. And frankly, I didn't think I would ever say this, but, you know, at this point, for all the weird stuff Rodgers has said or things that you find odd or whatever prism you view the Rodgers stuff, with Aubrey Marcus or McAfee or whoever else, however you view that. And I certainly have things that I take issue with. At this point, based on what loose lips around the Packers organization have said to other people that have gotten in the game of telephone, Rodgers looks like he's taking the high road, comparatively speaking, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Which I can't believe I just said that. The guy who throws his coach and his GM under the bus in post-game press conferences looks like he's more on the high road than the organization does.
Just working
so
on
Jason,
himself.
Like with that, right? Like with all of this, like now Aaron's the high road. The front office was like, Aaron Rodgers said when he comes back, he wants to be in a position to win a Super Bowl. Is there just too much here for him to have a potential Super Bowl run with the Packers with how dysfunctional this feels?
Yeah, I don't know. And look, I want to be very clear. I'm not absolving Rodgers of some of his own shortcomings. I'm definitely
I agree.
Not
it's part
that,
of this whole equation.
But I would say this. I firmly believe, and everybody kind of poked fun at me because it happened so rarely and we turned it into a sound graph on social media and everything else. But I think there is valid criticism to be levied in his direction by the organization that they don't feel like he was fully invested the way he needed to be, that his leadership was on the low effort end of leadership, and that if he could be, as I put it, the best version of himself, and again, that doesn't absolve Goody from having to be the best version of himself or Matt LaFleur from having to be the best version of himself. I still don't believe that this is unsalvageable. But you need Rodgers to make some changes, and I don't think they'd be unreasonable asks. You need Goody and LaFleur to do some things differently too. But it feels to me like they've all kind of, at least organizationally, they've thrown up their hands and said, well, wait, let's just start with a clean slate. And again, if I was a Packers fan, I wasn't covering the team. I wasn't quite as petrified of what would happen with the shift to Rodgers. We had seen how bad Favre had been in cold weather, even when he had a good season in 07, which is a difference between what the stats were for Rodgers this year. But the chances of it going well again are so, to me, infinitesimal that I would much rather, if I was a Packers fan, see Goody and LaFleur and Mark Murphy do everything they can to convince Aaron Rodgers to be a better version of what he was this past year and do some of the things that they were frustrated that he didn't do, like the offseason program and different leadership things. I would much rather try to do that than say, we're done, kind of clap your hands together to rid yourself of Rodgers, and then have him go somewhere else and be great, and Jordan Love be Trubisky-esque and set you on a path of mediocrity. I was looking at what, and I know you guys got to go, but I was looking at, the Rams are cutting or working to cut or trade a bunch of good players,
mm-hmm.
and I just can't, I was talking to this with a friend of mine today. This idea of I would suffer through 9 bad losing seasons if every 10 years I got a Super Bowl, I don't think people who say that they would do
Hogwash.
That understand 9 years of sucking and how unfun that would be every single frickin' week. I just don't, and I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen here, but I'm saying there's a chance of that, and it's much more likely that 8-9 with young receivers and an all-time great quarterback is the anomaly than 8-9 and perpetually just hoping to make the playoffs with a non-Hall of Fame quarterback. That's much more likely.
Well said, Jason. Thank you as always. And thank you for bringing up Tony Granato, whose run as Badger men's hockey coach ended today. All-time great guy, all-time great Badger. So thanks as always, Jason Wilde.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
I'm really, I'm just
Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon, weekdays across all of these stations.
I'm glad you talked about how great of a guy he was. He's like, thanks for bringing up, he got fired today. But good ad in there.
I just had a nice thing to say. You were ruined supposed it. To go right to Water Joe,
right,
and you just
get into
stomp
Water Joe.
All
you
over
just,
it.
You just
I
grab
love Water Joe.
Josh,
like,
no, Greg,
no,
for
him.
You just
Water
grab
Joe,
the
Water
steering
Joe.
Wheel and drive right into the divider.
Well, it's simply water with caffeine. That's what Water Joe is. 85 milligrams of caffeine, similar to like a 20-ounce soda. So when you're looking around, you go to the store, you see all these options, you're like, I want to be healthy, and I want some energy. Well, look what I have for you. The best solution in the world, baby. Water freaking Joe. It's the best. It's keeping me healthy, clean energy, getting one tomorrow on my way to my workout with my guy, Maddie. It's going to be amazing through work days, at night, whenever it is. Whenever you need the healthy, clean energy, you know what to have. That's Water Joe. And the $7 for $7 deal at Meijer on 1 liter bottles is happening right now. $7 for $7 at Meijer. Think about that. One bottle, $1. And they're massive. It's a liter. It's not just like a little 12-ouncer. You're going to get good value, good, healthy, clean energy, $7 for $7 deal at Meijer.
We'll do a little Water Zero. Does Derek Carr signing with the Saints mean anything for Rodgers? Next, it's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
I can't believe it. You're criminals.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. And, of course, Tina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Nobody better, no product better than Pella Windows and Doors. Trust me, they replaced the windows and doors in my older home, busted out some windows in my new place, and put in these beautiful patio doors that looks like they've been there forever. Because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin customizes your windows and doors to match your unique home decor. Like I said, number one in quality, number one when it comes to the team you work with. The installers are truly, truly incredible. So call Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin today. They'll paint, stain, leave bare, whatever you decide looks best in your replacement doors and windows, and get 0% financing for up to 4 years. But you have to act now. PellaWI.com/radio, because that offer ends at the end of the month, to get 0% financing for up to 4 years. PellaWI.com/radio. No intro today. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, your contestants in Water Zero. Josh DiMaggio, your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Josh, you take it away.
Derek Carr and the New Orleans Saints agreed to a four-year, $150 million contract with $70 million fully guaranteed. Winner zero, Derek Carr going to the Saints makes it a tiny bit more likely Rodgers isn't a Packer.
Zero. Derek Carr going to the Saints has zero impact on Aaron Rodgers being
a
Packer.
See, I'm a one here, actually, because I feel like the Saints were a team that's not even in the mix.
So you're saying it just ups the chances a little bit that he goes to the Jets?
I'm just saying if he went to the Jets, which has been a team so strongly linked, yeah, I think it probably would have taken away.
Still the Jets. Aaron Rodgers would be like, yeah, I don't want to go to the Jets. And then the Jets are the Jets again, and then Aaron Rodgers goes back to the Packers. But I guess based off the question, sure, I can see your point.
Yeah, one or zero, yours. Derek Carr signing with the Saints helps the Packers if they want to trade Aaron Rodgers.
One a little bit. Same answer. The
kinda.
Jets are still on the board.
Kind of helps, but I feel like the what? Jets similarly, though. You're right, but the Jets similarly are going to look and say, who else are you going to trade them to? I mean, I know Carolina kind of got brought up. I don't see that happening. Who are the other teams? Las Vegas seems more interested in Mac Jones right now than they do in Aaron Rodgers. Why are you looking around?
I swear Josh said 45 seconds left. 45 seconds ago.
He was a minute.
I was so confused.
That's what she said.
What'd he say?
My God.
One or zero without the music feels so odd.
Josh, you could have pulled up the music. That is on you, Josh.
Yeah,
you could have had
the
intro play underneath. I mean,
responsibility.
It's all done, whatever. Anyway, go to Twitter at ESPN Madison so you could watch a really awkward video of Jesse Nelson introducing the huddle with Brad Nortman. Brad looked great.
Jesse, not so much.
I mean,
go to ESPN Madison's YouTube.
I'll tell you what, though. They will sound great, because that's coming up next on 100.5 ESPN. Madison and Milwaukee and Beaver Dam. You get Joe and Amber.